Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Carlin and Reese, 244, 888-729-9494. Josh, Jersey. Josh, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Good.
What up, Josh?
Yeah, I have a question for both of you guys, and I kind of want you to put some thought into it. So me and my buddies have been arguing. If you could be a GM for any team besides the Eagles, which team would you choose and which player would you build around?
Any team in town?
No, any team in football.
Oh, in the NFL. Okay.
Yeah. If you could have any team in the NFL to do what now?
To build around. In other words, you're the GM of any team. Okay. Any other team besides the Eagles, who would it be?
Yeah.
Right now, based on their age and everything else, probably would still go with Aaron Rodgers, right? He's the youngest, well, of the two great ones, three great ones.
He's there.
Young quarterback, say Mariota.
Tennessee, that's a pretty good spot.
That's actually who I chose.
You chose
Tennessee?
Mariota. Yeah, I guess Mariota. Andrew Luck. Something's going on with Andrew Luck that I don't know what's going on with him.
I got a bad feeling.
Right, yeah. So he used to be the guy, right, everybody would want to build around.
Yeah. The Jets? No.
No. Yeah, no.
I got to say, that's interesting.
Or you can go Jameis Winston.
This is going to sound a little crazy. You know where I would go?
Wentz wagon?
No. No, you can't go with the Philadelphia.
Oh, you can't go with the Eagles.
I'd go with the Raiders.
Ooh, that's a good one.
They got the young quarterback. They got Khalil Mack.
Derek Carr, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they locked him up long term.
Yeah.
Another interesting team, Jameis is not bad, but another interesting team is actually Carolina, if you really look at it.
Yeah, I'm not a Cam fan.
I know. Neither am I, but...
But I do like Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I cornered the market on every rookie running back last night in our draft. It didn't take him long to take rung CMC.
What'd
you
right.
take him? Third round? Second round?
Second round.
You took him in the second round. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Had to make sure I got him, man.
Anyway, does that satisfy you? All right, Josh.
Okay, he's gone. Fan rolling in
yeah,
the
what
background.
The hell was going on back there?
No idea.
Sounded like he was working in the garage. John, he's in Newark, Delaware. Johnny, what's going on, buddy boy?
Hey, gentlemen, good show today.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, I want to make a couple of points as bad as I want Shady McCoy back here, as pissed off as I am that he left in the first place when they let that clown come in who thought he knew it all. Here's why I don't give up a second-round pick. And it should make sense to you when you consider two things. Number one, when Shady came here, he essentially was Superman who replaced Superman. And before he became Superman, that took 2 years because he was replacing Brian Westbrook. And also in 3 years, if Shady hits his average, and I mean, you guys statisticians can tease that out, but if he hits his average, that man will have run for 12,000 yards, let alone what he caught in receiving. God knows what he would have had in receiving, but if he plays his average out, he will have done what not many running backs have done in the National Football League, and that's run for 12,000 yards.
Yeah, and he'll probably catch for about 5,000 more.
Exactly. So he'll go in the Hall of Fame with 17,000 yards worth of production.
Yeah.
You are going to have another Superman come in to replace that Superman the same way that Superman replaced the Superman before him. And if you keep giving up picks and bleeding out picks, in perpetuity, you will never keep the continuity of the football team. We already don't have a second-round pick next year. You can't turn around and take the year after that second-round pick and continue to do this. So that's my thought on Shady McCoy. Buffalo wants a truckload of anything in the world, including the cheerleaders. They can have it, but you can't have my second-round pick.
Thank you.
I know what we're all saying here, but we're all just – we're going to sit tight and hope as opposed to take the chance. Oh, that's all I'm wanting to do here, okay? Huh. I think it's about, in this instance, you know, I know how much Howie has talked about it. I know everybody's starting to tell me about how they got so much against the cap already for next year, but you're factoring in, you know, keeping everybody, which you're not going to do. I mean, you've got guys who are going to get cut, and you're going to save a ton of cap money, whether that's Jason Peters, whether that's Vinnie Curry, whether that's, you know, Malcolm Jenkins, whether that's Brandon Graham, whether that's Jason Kelce. You know, if people are looking at those kind of numbers, these are guys, a lot of these guys are not going to be on the team next year. So my point is this. You have a group of guys that have a chance in an NFC that is not off the charts great or top heavy. You know, I don't even look at the Packers and say that the Packers are worlds better than anybody else. They're better. They're better.
Yeah.
If you brought Shady here, I don't think the Eagles are automatically better with the Packers, but I think we're in the discussion.
Certainly could compete with them.
This is my point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, listen, you would be one of the four best teams in the NFC.
And I have seen too many times where this window, when it's open, or even slightly open, has not been stepped through, and teams regret it because these things fall apart anyway because of how the league is. You cannot keep outside of the – and by the way, you haven't even paid the quarterback yet, which is coming in another year or two.
Yep.
So you have his cap space to work with right now. So this is the opportunity to go and do it, and that's why I'm talking about this. I'm not talking about mortgaging the future or first-round picks, okay? I'm talking about...
A little bit you are, though, a little bit.
Second-round pick 2 years down the road, knowing that Howie has usually had a pretty good ability to go and get a pick or two if we need it.
Yeah.
If I was wrong in not putting my trust in Howie before, I don't think I'm wrong in putting my trust in him for next year being able to at least get one of those two picks back somewhere.
We trust. He's a trader, Howie. Now he'll make moves. I just the second round pick, man. I just can't do it, man. And I love Shady, man. You know this. I don't like making arguments that are counter to Shady. All right. I just can't give up a first or a second round pick. I can't do it. You may convince me with a third, because I still think he has 3 good years left in him. I do believe he has 3 good years left, and if he stays healthy, he will be in that Hall of Fame argument by the time he's done.
Mm-hmm. And you know they want to bring him back.
Oh, they would take him.
I think they want to bring him back.
He'll come back. He'll. We got to keep him out of, I don't even remember the name of the damn club.
Which one?
The one that he got in issue with.
Oh, no, I know.
We got to keep him out of there. I can't even think of the name of it. I don't even know the name of it anymore.
I'll worry about that then.
I'll worry about that later. Yes, let's get him here first.
All I'm saying is...
He'll get to go to Sixers games. He'll be here in the offseason.
Yeah.
You get to see him at the Sixers game.
Yep. He was a Chickies and Beans a month ago.
Yeah.
Down there.
He wouldn't fight coming. He would welcome the opportunity
to
come.
The other day, flying here. Always got a lot of love for Philadelphia.
About 200 cheesesteaks.
Exactly. Wants to be here. Wants to be here.
I think he does.
Make it happen.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.